Sight restored to an aged priest. St. Jean de Luz, France, July 23, 1910. In the spring of 1900, I was then 67. I consulted Dr. N relative to my anemic condition. Before I left him, he drew my attention to the fact that I was suffering from cataract. I did not quite believe this statement, so when I was in Paris the following September, I called to see Dr. Abadi, a famous oculist. One of his assistants examined my eyes most carefully and confirmed the opinion of Dr. N, but he told me the cataract could not be operated upon for perhaps 10 years. Since then, I have consulted neither oculist nor doctor relative to my eyes, nor have I used any remedy. What Dr. Abadi, assistant, foretold gradually came true. My sight grew weaker, and even with the help of strong glasses, I had great difficulty in reading and writing. From the beginning of 1908, I could not recognize anyone 2 yards off, and after dusk, I dare not venture out. In May of 1909, an optician, who tested my sight in various ways, declared the right eye completely lost and the left one in a very bad state. This, however, was a slight exaggeration, because I could still distinguish with my right eye a form at a distance of a couple of feet, but so vaguely that I could not say if it were that of a human being. On Palm Sunday, 1909, I fell down the altar steps, and it now became clear to me that within a short while both Mass and breviary would be impossible. I was dreading the prospects of the journey to Paris and the operation, when divine providence intervened and put me in touch with the colleague of an oculist who needs neither ointment nor surgeon's knife. Last spring, the Reverend Mother of the Carmelites of Bordeaux, in exile at Zarus, Spain, sought to make use of my skill in beekeeping. I explained to her that the condition of my eyes prevented me from doing as she asked, and in reply she said she would storm heaven to obtain the restoration of my sight. A few days later I was astounded to find I could read with comparative ease, and was now able to distinguish the altar steps. I went, therefore, to Zarus, and there I learned the community had made a novena for me through the intercession of Sister Thérèse of Lisieux, of whom I had never even heard. To have obtained this improvement for me, a stranger, and without asking, was indeed a gracious act on the part of the dear saint. I say improvement, because my sight was not yet fully restored. We agreed to make a second novena, during the course of which I was to apply my eyes daily a relic of my heavenly oculist. Before the end of the novena, I could read the smallest print, and I could recognize people at a distance of 100 paces. This novena was begun on May 19th, and in June I returned to Spain to reorganize the hives of the Carmelite convent. It was then we made a third novena, this time in Thanksgiving, and to obtain a more perfect clearness of vision. Once more, my oculist granted our prayers. As I had recovered my sight, I resolved to take up beekeeping again, and bought a colony of bees. A couple of days later I went to see my hive, and found a few cells of queen bees, in some of which the eggs had already hatched. The sight of those infinitesimal eggs, just like fine threads of a bluish whiteness, rejoiced my heart. For years I have been unable to discern them even with powerful spectacles, and now I could see them again with the naked eye. With the utmost gratitude I'd raised my eyes to heaven, whence my celestial oculus had fulfilled for me her promise to do good on earth. There is therefore no room for doubt. The cure of my sight is both real and permanent, and clearly I am indebted for this wonderful favor, obtained without human help or remedy, to the intercession of whom we had invoked, Sister Thérèse of the Child Jesus of the Carmelite Convent of Lisieux. Reverend Chas Weber. Sight Restored to a Young Postulant. Narrative of Margaret Malone, Motherwell, Scotland. On September 24, 1910, I became a postulant in the convent of the Little Sisters of the Poor, Glasgow. One day I went to shut a window, and in doing so I lost my balance and fell. The sight of my left eye, which for some time had been dim, now disappeared entirely, and after a fortnight had elapsed, the pain in my head became so severe that I was forced to complain. On January 5th, I saw the community doctor, and he told me it was a case of cataract, and that I should have to undergo an operation. I was sent to bed for a week, and then resumed my duties, but my left eye remained sightless. Meanwhile, all the sisters joined in a novena to the little flower. At first, she did not seem to heed us. Then I asked that she might keep her promise to spend her heaven in doing good upon earth. I never lost confidence. On February 4th, I was sent home in order that I might go to the eye infirmary. 2 days later, I attended the West Regent Ophthalmic Institution. There I was told that the sight had completely gone and nothing could be done for me, and I was advised to take care of my right eye or I should lose it too. After this, I went to our family doctor in Motherwell, but I did not tell him that I had been to the institution. He confirmed the opinion of the professors, but he sent me to Glasgow Eye Infirmary, and here again I was declared incurable, not even worth an operation. I was given a note for a pair of spectacles, which, however, were to have only a plain glass for the left eye. I now prayed with renewed fervor to the little flower, for I knew the saints of God could do more than any professors or doctors. I made a novena of communions in her honor, and I offered her all my little sacrifices in order that she might cure me. The novena ended on Friday, and I was still blind, yet I never abandoned hope in Sister Therese. On Saturday morning I received Holy Communion and prayed with great fervor. Suddenly, when leaving the church, I found I could see with my left eye. I could hardly believe I was cured. That was on February 25th, 1911, a fortnight after I had been given up by all the professors and doctors. I shut the good eye continually to find out if my cure was a true one. When I returned from church and told my people I was cured, they would not believe it. My mother put a bandage on the right eye in order to test the left one, and in this way I went about the house working for 2 days. Everyone wanted to test my sight, and when I would tell them what the various objects were that they held before me, they, like myself, had difficulty in believing that I really saw. I called on Dr. Jones of Motherwell, who was much surprised and wanted to know what had been done for me. He declared he had never seen a cure like it, and that a miracle had been wrought. As for myself, I claim to have recovered my sight through the intercession of the little flower of Jesus.